One man who fled Cambodia says refugees will have no rights and will suffer if they're sent there. U Hon Chi left Cambodia back in 1982 after most of his family was killed under the Khmer Rouge. But he says he's still in contact with family members who are still living there. He's now president of the Cambodian Association of Victoria and says refugees will be isolated and ignored by the Cambodian government. Sarah Sedgie reports.
U Hon Chi fled Cambodia in 1982 after his parents and siblings died during the Khmer Rouge's reign of terror.
The Khmer Rouge, they just killed nearly 2 million people in Cambodia. And my parents and my sibling, five siblings, passed away during the Khmer Rouge regime as well. Life is miserable during the Khmer Rouge. We did not have enough things to eat, and also work like a slave. And if you want to say something against the government or against the regime, they just kill you.
U Hon Chi made a life for himself in Australia and is now the president of the Cambodian Association of Victoria. He says while Cambodia has come a long way, authorities there are still guilty of human rights abuses.
If you do something against the government, you have a problem. They just, like the court and so on, just lock up you, put you in the prison. No freedom.
One example of this treatment, he says, is when people ask for fairer wages.
They wanted to raise, to increase the salary from $90 and so on to $160. And the government, they won't help at all. And they just put those people who do some protestation and put them to the jail. Not only put into the jail, they lock them into the jail, they shoot as well. They shoot those people. And also, some people is injured and so on because the police and the military, they just hit them.
U Hon Chi says job prospects in his old country are low, and for a refugee, it would be next to impossible to land a job. He says many Cambodians work in neighbouring countries to support their families.
Sometimes most of the family just go to work outside, to work in the overseas, like to go to work in Thailand or in Korea or in Malaysia. Hundreds of thousands of people go to work in Thailand, and a lot of people go to work in Korea and Malaysia as well. And when they got the money, they just send back home to their parents or to their wife or husband who live in Cambodia. And to the children.
What about people's access to healthcare and education in Cambodia?
healthcare. I think about the health in the hospital. When you got money, they do some treatment to you. But if no money, they let you die. So the system of healthcare and about education. Education just in the school, we got the public school as well, but the public school just open half of day only, not open the full day like in Australia.
U Hon Chi says Cambodia offers little long-term hope for refugees.
Cambodia is a poor country. Secondly, Cambodia is a very small country, did not have enough land, and also if you go to Cambodia, the language is completely different. They need to learn Cambodian language. They need to integrate into the Cambodian community. It's very hard. And the country who did not have any democracy at all, it's not fair at all. So I did not understand why the government, they just wanted to send those people to Cambodia. I feel sorry for them because I was a refugee as well.
Former refugee and president of the Cambodian Association of Victoria, U Hon Chi, speaking there with The World Today's Sarah Sedgie.